Great gratitude for you, for our group field, for this group field, and for your presence in the world. Thank you. We smile and immediately drop in. Drop into the presence of the moment. To as much of what that contains and means to you, but the containing of it, the mandala, as well as that feeling for the meaning of it, present, drop in. And it is likely, due to our training, that already there is a largesse and detail, but the detail is already less important. And the largesse is more substantial in the field than the detail, your field. Your awareness. We just sit with that. Be present. We can all feel there's a neutrality to the largesse. And from that largesse, there also is a neutrality, an impartial toward the detail. And again, the detail are dissolving, unimportant. The largesse is clearly present. And now, more than likely, unless you're dealing with pain or a barking dog or something, it's pretty much all there is. Everything else is faded. Not important. Not significant. And the neutrality has become a kind of abiding. Vibrant, totally vibrant. But the same, and if we were to try to do directions, it's the sameness. Neutral, impartial, clear. We take a long, slow, deep breath and one ohm. That's
Let's take stock of our own experience and the experience of the group field. The details of any given moment on every dimension that we have awareness of and can itemize. That detail is there. Right now, your eyes might be properly open. And right now, there's a whole bunch of detail that if your eyes were closed during our last exercise, they weren't there. Your eyes were closed. Now, if they're open, now you have all kinds of detail. That's one example. So the details, they're there for the itemization. Again, on every dimension that that person in that instant has access to. Change the causes, change the circumstances, and their set of detail is going to change the dimensions that they have access to. If they're, all kinds of variations on the theme. Importantly, our experience, your experience, unless again there were causes and conditions that kept the details forefront for some reason. But if the causes and conditions were conducive, such that peace and ease could ensue for you in your experience, it is likely that what I'm going to say was your experience in some way, your individuality, your uniqueness. The details started to fade. Not because I said anything to do that, not because it was guided. And the largesse, the background, the largesse started to be more prominent. It was natural, effortless. The largesse was clearly already present, required no contrivance, no fabrication, no imagination, zip zilch. It is what is real. Real as in lasting, real as in not going anywhere. Real as in not coming from anywhere either. And without it being guided, but being highlighted as it was happening for us after the fact, the details that were being itemized as presence, as our choice, as what however you were settling. Those mental processes, those tactile processes, they started to fade. And the largesse just simply became more obvious for what it is. Already here, already vast, already limitless, already without any detail, and therefore neutral. Without detail is neutral. So the largesse of awareness itself, of cognizance itself, is neutral. And that was more than likely everyone's experience in some manner, to some measure, degree, again, unless there were, causative circumstances that got in the way of that, mitigated. Now, from my point of view, that's all pretty significant and worthy of off the cushion reflection. Everything about it, any detail about it, and that it was our direct experience without it being guided. And you got anything I said was after the fact. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Present to how amazing, just how amazing every moment can be. And that in truth, probably every moment already is, and then it's a matter of we show up for cognitively in presence. How amazing! How marvelous! And as we sit and breathe, it, awareness, its neutrality, therefore its inclusivity. If something is neutral, it's completely inclusive. Another contemplation. And so all our fields expand, expand, expand without, I don't know, directing it. That just is natural. Our natural state is an expanded state, not a contracted state. And yet, right now, maybe you're feeling, experiencing what I am, as if a point, a centerless point in centerlessness. Because neutrality means there's no direction, there's no references. So we stay focused, one pointed, centered, less center, alert, not drifting. We take a long, slow deep breath. And breathe in with the world. As we go into our day, two things were off the cushion. Notice in any given moment that if one is in a state of neutrality or can call neutrality forward, that neutrality is quite large, quite inclusive, and it will help with emotion and projection and things like that. It will help with all that. That is to say, dissipate, dissolve. So that's first neutrality. It's largesse, it's inclusivity. Second, obviously, we are using our duality, our subject-object duality, in order to, little by little, become more aware of the non. That those two aren't really there, that they are mutual. They are mutually arising. They require one another. There's no object, there's no subject, there's no subject without an object. And those are both internally driven, internally arise. Which is not to say that the things that, the cushion you're sitting on, the things in our room don't exist, that they're not objectively there. That I'm not saying that. So let's not have that confusion. But we're using duality in order to expand beyond it. Because unto itself, duality is fundamentally a contraction. It contracts into, habits of consciousness. So those two things, neutrality and using our duality. Love you all and create your day.